So Marjorie, how did it go? How did the date go? Did you go anywhere nice? You went to a burger bar. Oh, classy date. He didn't wine and dine you and take you somewhere special, nice restaurant, under the stars. No? Oh, he's probably saving it up. Yes, it's probably all going to be next time. Oh, you look lovely, with your sparkly boob tube and your very, 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 very short skirt. You're looking lovely today, Marjorie. Lovely. You going to see him again? Well, that was vehement. No! All right! Okay. No, that's fine. Oh, Marjorie. You don't look terribly sad. Another one that's quite cross. Oh, my goodness me. Marjorie, let's play some music before we go any further. Thank you. Thank you, Marjorie. Forget him, Marjorie. We can find someone far better than him. Far better. Yeah. Yes, don't worry, Marjorie. We'll find someone for you. We'll find a lonely heart that loves you. Oh, sorry, I'm getting quite carried away. This is supposed to be a Scary Tales from Scary Tales podcast. No, it isn't. Anyway, now, let's get back to the beginning. This is episode... What is this? Episode 12? Is this 12? Yes, episode 12. In Welsh, that's, oh God, I had this before, episode Dai Dig. I think that's a Dai Dig. Yes. Dai. Is it? I don't know. I have to look that up. I'm terribly sorry if it's not. This is episode 12 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with the... silent and, oh, romantically bereft, Marjorie. Yes, you are. The sparkly boob tube wearing, silently bereft, silently, romantically bereft, Marjorie. And our roving reporter, maybe not Janice, I think she may have gone away somewhere. Never mind, we'll see who we've got instead. I'm sure it'll be very exciting for us. Today's episode is about Conwy Castle. Ooh, what a fantastic place this is. Oh, Conwy Castle. If you've never been, you must go. Let me underline that. You must go. Capital letters, underlined in bold, you must go. Conwy Castle. Oh, it's an incredibly outstanding piece of medieval architecture. Oh, one of the most magnificent fortresses in Europe. Ah, you cannot believe it. The harbour and the narrow streets of Conwy Town are still protected by an unbroken 1.3-kilometre wall. Ring of town walls, can you believe? Can you believe? This is a World Heritage Site and it's in North Wales. It is stunning. You really must go. You really must. This amazing, amazing castle, which is extraordinary because the castle is massive and yet the town is quite small. Anyway, it was built for King Edward I. It started around 1283 and it didn't take long to complete. It was completed in about 1287. Ah, oh. Now this place has had a long, long history of bloody battles and struggles. But it's still there. Still there after years of turbulence and fighting and wars and battles. And, it's still there and it's still relatively intact. It's amazing. You must go and see it. Must. Oh, if you go and see the castle, you might spot that the castle has remains of lime render on the walls, which would hint at the fact that the castle, which is now is foreboding and stone and dark, was originally white. White! Can you imagine the impact this building had? White, blinding white. When you came up the harbour, when you came up the estuary, the Conwy estuary, you came into the harbour, this massive building was white. gleaming at you in the sunshine. Oh, it must have been a wonderful sight. Wonderful and quite overpowering, which is, I guess, the whole point of it. Mm. Now, the castle was built on the site, or very near the site, of a Cistercian monastery. Yes. And this, of course, has led to perhaps certain hauntings happening. Yes, certain hauntings. Yeah. Well, there's always certain hauntings happening in North Wales. Yeah, that is extraordinary. It's extraordinary. What goes on in this castle? Well, what doesn't go on in this castle? Here you go. Pick me a ghost. It's there. It's there. Pick me. Any sort of ghost. You want a shadowy figure. Tick. We've got those. We've got a shadowy silhouette. Dark figure. We've got those. We've got a large man in armour, sort of holding a lit by candlelight, holding a candle. But we've got those. Yes, yes, we've got all those. Oh, we've got all sorts. We've got a long line of spectres. One man holding a sword. Yes, we've got that. We've got that. But much, I think, perhaps one of the most unnerving, I think, is perhaps a good word to use. Unnerving. Or just downright terrifying. Or is the appearance, or of two robed and hooded monks, two of them. Oh, they can appear within the walls, yes, or along the turret sometimes, on the battlements. Oh, they can appear on the walls. Oh, scary. Yeah, and sometimes even on the quay. Oh, where all the boats used to pull in. Sometimes they've been seen down there. Oh, now these are remarkable. Oh, remarkable and terrifying in their own way. Because these monks, they hang in the air with no feet. What? Why? They just sort of hover there. Oh, and they have no facial features, just pale shapes with dark, skull-like craters for eyes. No details, just dark craters. I mean, oh. Oh, my goodness. I'm having the shivers right now. Oh, goodness me. That's gone down the spine. Whoa. Imagine meeting that girl. Well, the presence of these monks is so strong that some dogs refuse to be walked within the grounds. Oh, they refuse, and they react with terror, and they drag their owners out. It's just that strong in there. Even some people have reacted with absolute terror when they come to certain points in that castle. Absolute gripped by a terror, and they have to leave. Oh, I knew a friend of mine, who can't go in certain buildings. Oh, there was one where she ended up passing out. Oh, there's a shocker. And I think this is the similar sort of place. There's a very terrifying sort of thing. Oh, this thing. Oh, imagine if you saw these things. Oh, what would they do? Oh, I don't know what they do. They just seem to wander about, floating, hovering. Hovering monks. Also, there's dark figures in windows. Oh, it's a shocking place. Mind you, it's amazing. You have to go there and experience. And maybe if you go, you'll experience a hovering monk. We all need to experience a hovering monk. I know I do. Oh, I'm off there this afternoon. I am off there this afternoon to experience a hovering monk, if possible. Oh, it'll be exciting. It'll be exciting. And we will send our roving reporter, whoever it is, whether it's Jenny's, although I suspect it isn't, or somebody else, there to have a look, see if they can find a hovering monk for us, and perhaps interview them. That'd be interesting. Interview a hovering monk, see what they say. Anyhow, back in a moment. Right. It's over to our roving reporter, who this week is not going to be Janice, because Janice is gone to Barbados. She's had enough. She's gone. She's gone to Barbados. I think she's had enough of being thrown down wells and having malevolent spirits trying to hack her to pieces with an axe. The last straw was when that beastly child threw a ball at her last week. The beastly child. So we're going to go over to Conwy Castle and find out Who the new roving reporter is for this week? I think it's one of her sisters. She did say when she got that little missive saying, I'm going to Barbados, that she is one of her sisters will stand in for her. So that'd be great. So let's move over to Comedy Castle and our roving reporter there. So it's over to you, whoever you are.
Hello.
Oh, God. Oh, hello. Who is this? Is this one of... Oh, fuck. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Is this... is this one of... Is this one of Janice's sisters?
Yes. This is Audrey.
Oh. Audrey. Audrey, how lovely. Are you going to be doing the report for us today from Conway Castle?
Yes. I thought I'd have a look round for you and then report and let you know what I find. Wouldn't that be lovely? Yes, that'll be good. Right, I'm looking round now. I'm standing inside the castle. I'm standing inside the castle grounds and I've lost... I've become somebody else. I'm standing inside the castle grounds, and I'm looking for a hovering mug. I can't see any hovering mugs. I can see a man with a long coat, and oh, hang on, he's opening his coat. Oh, that's not a hovering mug. Oh my God! I have to stop. Stop! Stop! Stop!
Audrey, are you all right down there? It seems like something's going on. Are you all right? Are you being attacked by spooks or spectres or anything like that?
Oh, no. I've just been chatting to the chap with the coat. Very nice man, yes. We're going to have a little drinky later. Yes, now, let's see if I can find these mugs for you. I'm just checking round now. Oh, there goes a dog. There goes another dragging sound. Oh, there goes another one. Heading for the exit. Oh, something spooked there is. Oh, that's appropriate. Oh, hang on. What's over there? What's over there? Oh, who's that? There's someone hovering over there. Someone hovering. Are they just loitering? No. They have no feet. No feet. It's a hovering mug. That's what I'm looking for. A hovering mug. Let's go over there and see if we can interview them. Excuse me. Hovering monk. Excuse me, would you like to be interviewed for the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast? Would you? He's not saying a lot. He's not saying... He hasn't got much in the way of gob. No, distinct lack of gob. Oh, he's got some very dark... Oh, don't like the look of those eyes. Oh, have you seen those eyes? Oh, they're scary. Mind you, he's looking a bit apprehensive, if there's such a thing. He doesn't look like... Oh, well, I've pinned him in a corner now. I've got him. He doesn't look worried. He does look worried. Oh, dear. Got that all wrong. Oh, anyway. I found one. What do you want me to do with him? Shall I bring him back to the studio?
No, thank you. No, you can keep him if you want. No. Let him go, dear. Let him go. It's always good to let them go. Oh, well, thank you very much, Audrey. That was exciting. Hope you enjoy your date with the man with a long coat. I'm sure that'll be exciting for you as well. This has been, whatever it is, where are we? Episode 12 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast, where we visited Conway Castle in all its glory. You must go and see it. Medieval masterpiece. One of the most medieval... magnificent medieval fortresses in Europe. I seem to have a fit of the giggles at the moment. I will promise to be more professional next week or tomorrow or whenever. Anyway, hey, thank you, Audrey. No, yes, thank you, Audrey. And Marjorie, some exit music, please.